The American Legion Arthur Gossett Post 273 will host its annual toy giveaway on Sunday. The post is near 13th and Hydraulic, and it collects and distributes items from the Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots program. This year, fewer toys were donated, but the post still plans to help more families in need than a year ago. For this edition of In the Mix, Carla Eccles reports.
John Citron, Sons of the American Legion Squadron Commander 273, opened storage door revealing toys.
Well, this is where we keep our toys in the storage unit. So far, we got a few toys here. Construction tractors, construction trucks, dancing dinos, toy dinosaurs, play and learn. These are learning games, educational for the children. We got remote control cars, pop-up books, flashlight set.
It looks like unicorns, John, down here. Look like little stuffed animals.
We got two clear bags full of stuffed animals, including teddy bears and unique animals like penguins and some pink teddy bears, maybe a few horses in there.
All stuffed animals for kids to enjoy.
Yes, ma'am, especially the little ones. They can pick whatever they want. If somebody has two kids, they can get two toys apiece. That's four toys going out the door. We get these toys every year because it's important for the children to have something to go home and play with and be happy with Christmas, to keep the faith of Christmas.
So how many toys do you estimate are in here?
Guesstimated right now, I'm going to guesstimate at least 200 or maybe a little more. But I'm waiting for more toys to come in, so.
So how many do you expect to have on December 21st?
Well, last year we had about 500 kids, 500 families. We're expecting probably that, the same amount or a little more.
And how many toys did you have?
1,200, exactly.
Is this typically what you receive as far as the boxes, the number of boxes?
Normally we usually get more. We're just kind of a little short this year, but we keep faith on it. We're going to keep digging for toys. My organization is working on getting more in into the storage unit for the toy giveaway.
What do families have to do to get the toys?
Not much. It's different compared to the other organizations. No proof of income required. Just bring the parent or legal guardian to show up with them. And then we give them like a little wristband or a ticket where they can come in and pick up selected toys.
What makes this particular post unique?
What makes it unique? Well, the area it's in. It's unique because there's a lot of people that don't know where to go on certain things. They come to here for a drink or they come here for some food, and they do serve food here. Some people have, it's walking distance. Some people are like, oh, that's for our community. And this is what we do. We serve our community. It's in a very tough area, but it's a very good area. And they rely on this post for many things, not just serving veterans and families, but the community, it relies on it. That's one of the most important things. The community needs us, and we sure as heck need them. And I know that for a fact.